Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY 2026 earnings conference call of Sunrakshak Industries India Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Gupta from Adfactors PR. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Vaibhav.
Yeah. Thank you, Sagar. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Sunrakshak Industries India Limited earnings conference call for the fourth quarter and full year ended 31st March 2026. Today, we have with us Mr. Saurabh Chhabra, Promoter and Director, Mr. Sandeep Inder, Finance Head of our Sunrakshak Division, and Mr. Prateek Arora, Finance Controller. We will begin the call with the opening remarks by Mr. Saurabh Chhabra on the business operations, key initiatives, and broad outlook, followed by the discussion on the financial performance by Mr. Sandeep Inder and Mr. Prateek Arora. After which, the management will open the forum for the Q&A session. Before we get started, I would like to point out that some statement made or discussed on today's call may be forward-looking in nature and must be viewed in conjunction with the risks and uncertainties that we face. A detailed statement and explanation of this risk is included in the earnings presentation, which has been shared with you all earlier. The company does not undertake to update these forward-looking statements publicly. I would now like to invite Mr. Saurabh Chhabra to make the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vaibhav. Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to all investors, analysts, and stakeholders joining us today for Sunrakshak Industries India Limited quarter four and FY 2026 earnings conference call. We sincerely appreciate your continued trust, support, and interest in our company. Financial year 2026 has been a landmark year for Sunrakshak. Over the past year, we have focused on strengthening and scaling the integrated FMCG platform that we have built. I'm pleased to share that the results of these efforts are now clearly visible in our operational and financial performance. During the year, we witnessed strong growth across our FMCG intermediates, and edible businesses. Our diversified manufacturing capabilities, expanding customer relationships, and growing presence across multiple product categories enabled us to achieve our highest ever revenue and profitability during the year. One of the key highlights of FY 2026 was the continued scale-up of our FMCG platform. FMCG and FMCG intermediates now contribute the majority of our revenues and have emerged as the primary growth engine of the company. During the year, FMCG revenues crossed the 500 crore milestone, reflecting the scale we have been able to build within a relatively short period. We continue to strengthen our manufacturing footprint. The successful commissioning and revamp of our Guwahati facility has enhanced our capabilities in soap noodles and cosmetic while improving our reach in the Northeast and other adjacent markets. In addition, our Bhilwara facilities continue to support the scale-up of the edible business, which has started contributing meaningfully to our growth trajectory. Today, Sunrakshak operates a diversified FMCG platform spanning soap noodles, detergents, personal care products, home care products, toothpaste, cosmetics, spices, savory products. Our manufacturing network across Bhilwara, Roorkee, and Guwahati, combined with a customer base of over 200 customers, provides a strong foundation for our future growth. Another important development during the year was the successful capital raise through the preferential issue. The fundraise have strengthened our balance sheet and enhanced our ability to invest in manufacturing capacity, working capital requirement, and future growth opportunities. We remain committed to deploying this capital prudently and creating long-term value for shareholders. What is particularly encouraging for us is that as our scale continues to increase, we are also beginning to witness the benefits of operating advantages and improving efficiencies across our manufacturing operations. The improvement in profitability during the quarter reflects the early outcome of this effort and gives us confidence in the long-term scalability of our business model. Looking ahead, the opportunities before us remain significant. India's FMCG sector continues to offer attractive long-term growth potential, supported by rising consumption, increasing penetration, and growing demand across categories. We believe our integrated manufacturing platform, diversified product portfolio, and expanding operational footprint position us well to capitalize on these opportunities. As shared earlier, our medium-term aspirations remain to achieve approximately 1,000 crores in revenue by FY 2028. We view this as an important milestone rather than the final destination. Our focus remains on building a larger, more diversified, and more profitable FMCG platform while maintaining disciplined execution and capital allocation. With that, I would like now to hand over the call to Mr. Sandeep Inger, who will take you through the financial performance for the quarter and full year. Thank you. Over to you, Sandeep.
Thank you, Saurabh sir. Good afternoon, everyone. I will briefly take you through the company's financial performance for quarter four and FY 2026. In quarter four, FY 2026 was our strongest quarter to date. Consolidated revenue from operation increased by 92.32% year-over-year to 197.59 crore, compared to 102.74 crore in Q4 2025. EBITDA increased by 76.67% year-over-year to rupees 20.14 crore, while profit after tax grew at 87.89% to 12.10 crore. On a sequential basis as well, revenue grew by 20%, EBITDA increased by nearly 32%, and PAT increased by around 29%, reflecting strong business momentum across our key FMCG and edible categories. Importantly, profitability improved during the quarter, with EBITDA margin increasing to 10.19% in Q4 FY 2026 from 9.31% in Q3 FY 2026, while PAT margin improved to 6.12% from 5.74%. The improvement was largely supported by ramp-up of the Guwahati facility from January 2026, better capacity utilization, and improved operating efficiencies across the business. For the full year FY 2026, consolidated revenue increased by 237.34% to 607.75 crore, compared to 180.16 crore in FY 2025. EBITDA grew by 128.75% to 58.69 crore from 25.66 crore in FY 2025, with EBITDA margin at 9.66 crore in FY 2026 compared to 14.24% in FY 2025. Profit after tax increased by 217.72% to rupees 34.98 crore from 11.01 crore in FY 2025, while PAT margin stood at 5.76% in FY 2026 compared to 6.11% in FY 2025. During the year, we continued to strengthen our manufacturing platform across Bhilwara, Roorkee, and Guwahati, while expanding our presence across FMCG intermediates, and edible categories. We also remained focused on prudent capital allocation and efficient utilization of the fund raised through the preferential issue to support future growth initiatives. Looking ahead, we remain confident about the opportunities before us and continue to work towards scaling our business further with improving profitability and operational efficiency. With this, we conclude the opening remarks and would now be happy to take any questions you people have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one now. Your first question comes from the line of V.K. Soni with Rajat Associates. Please go ahead.
Namaste. Hello.
Yeah. Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
ये इसके मैं एक बार ये बात करना चाहूंगा कि दिक्कत नहीं।
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Soni, may I request to you, aap speaker mode se nikal ke handset mode se baat kar sakte hain? Ladies and gentlemen, we have lost the line of current participant. We'll move on to the next question. Our next question comes from Ujjwal Jain with Jainam Real Estate. Please go ahead.
Hi, Ujjwal here. I've been an investor in Sunrakshak for over a year and a half now and have had the opportunity to witness its exponential growth during this period. First of all, congratulations to the entire team. I would love to ask a few questions and gain a deeper understanding of the journey ahead. My first question is that management has spoken about achieving approximately 1000 CR revenue by FY28. Could you walk us through the key drivers that will help achieving this milestone?
Thank you, Ujjwal, for appreciating the efforts we put in last 1.5 year to 2 years time. We are, as in the opening remarks, Saurabh sir had said that we have a target of achieving 1,000 crore revenue by FY28, which is one of the destinations which we are aiming, and that is not our final target. That is something which I would like to highlight over here. Second, the last quarter we closed at somewhere 198 crore. Which, if we annualize that, so we are near about to 800 crore during this year, annualized basis. And we are expecting an organic growth of 10-15% on every year basis. That is point number one. Point number two, we are also adding new customer base for our soap section. So put together these two aspects, we are hopeful that we will be closing achieving this target of 1,000 crore soon.
Okay. One more question.
Yeah.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible, please.
Can the company achieve the 1000 CR revenue target through existing capacities, or will additional capex be required?
So this 1000 crores turnover can be achieved with the existing capacity, and we don't see much of the expansion or investment in the capex side for achieving this 1000 crores top line.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from Nishita with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes. I just wanted to understand that our margins have been in a downtrend like YOY. So what are the sustainable EBITDA margins and PAT margins that we can see going forward?
So the YOY EBITDA and PAT margin went down just because of the product mix. That is the major reason. If we go segment wise, we are improving. We have taken an internal target of achieving PAT at the rate 7% in the near future, and we are working on it. Last quarter we were at 5.74% in terms of PAT, which improved this quarter to 6.12%. And the stable percentage, if you talk from the PAT perspective, so we are aiming to have a stable 7% profit margins in a near future.
So can we reach this 7% in FY27?
Sorry, your voice is not that much clear as I couldn't get the question. Yeah, please.
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yeah, now it's much better.
Yeah, so like, can we reach this 7% PAT margin in FY27?
Yeah, in FY27, we will be nearby to the target. Nearby to the target.
Okay, understood. And you mentioned that on organic basis, we see a 10-15% growth. But like with the current run rate, if we have 10-15% growth, that seems a little conservative because you already guided we'll achieve 1,000 crore of revenue by FY28. So like, are we also going to do some inorganic growth which is going to add to our revenue so we reach 1,000 crore?
1,000 crore number can be achieved with the organic growth now itself, because last quarter, as I said, that we closed at, in last quarter, we closed at 197 crore. So if we analyze that, we are near about 800 crore. That is my number one. And I think with regard to the other questions of inorganic growth, so definitely we are constantly looking for the opportunities for any acquisition or inorganic growth, something which will be lucrative in terms of ROI. We will definitely grab that opportunity in future also.
So what sort of acquisition like we are looking at, in what sort of segment?
It will be in line of our vision and vision, that is in the FMCG segment.
Okay, and since we are reducing our share from textile segment, are we looking to like demerge both of these segments, or how do we see that segment going forward?
So the textile segment is contributing in last 15 years. Textile segment had contributed, let's say, around 20% of the total revenue. In the coming years, we are expecting to be having the share of textile business around 10 to 12% max. That is what is our expectation. With regard to your second question of demerger, so we had not thought of anything about it, and that is not as such in our plan as of now.
Okay, understood. And we don't see any incremental capex in FY27 and FY28. Is that understanding correct?
If it will be there, it will be to align the overall capacities. It will not be a big amount which will be invested.
Okay, understood. Yes, thank you so much.
I just want to make one point a bit clear now, that the organic growth which I was saying of 10 to 15% was over and above the 800 crore.
Okay, understood.
Now I think things will be much clearer, very clear on that.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Rohan Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, if you could shed some light on the Guwahati facility, which has now been up and running since some time now, how are things going on there? If there have been any takeaways and the response from customers, how it has been, if you could shed some light on that, that would be helpful.
The unit is doing well, and we see a potential in the market which is catering to the Northeast region, and which also includes the other adjacent states, including Bengal, Bihar. That particular region, that plant is catering, and it is growing at a decent pace. If we'll see the performance, the production has increased gradually, and we are expecting it to further increase in future as well, because the product acceptance is quite well for the products which we are manufacturing from that plant. So hopefully, yes, that also contributes in our organic growth and should grow over a period of time.
Okay, sir. And sir, if you could touch upon the edibles business, which seems to have grown quite well recently and quite quickly. So which categories under this are contributing the most to growth, and where do you see this overall edibles portfolio going over the next maybe 2-3 years?
So in the edible categories, we are mainly into the spice and savory. So both the categories are growing at a decent pace, and in near future, whatever product line we want to add, we will add into this segment.
Okay, but do you see it becoming a sizable segment over the next 4-5 years, sir?
We again see a growth of 20% in the coming years in this segment.
20%. Okay, sir. And just lastly, if you could also give some color on the FMCG intermediates, if we are going to enter any adjacent categories, or in terms of competitive landscape for our FMCG intermediates, how do you see that line of business, sir?
So FMCG intermediate is, in the FMCG intermediate, the product which we are manufacturing, we are captively consuming is tentatively 15%, and rest 85% of the product we are selling to the market, which again being used by the another FMCG players like ITC, Jyoti Laboratory and all these companies. And there also we had grown in a decent pace in last a year or so. And in coming year also, we will be growing at the rate of, again, 15 to 20% kind of.
And sir, the ratio of how much we are using captively vis-a-vis what we are selling out, will that also remain similar, especially with products like soaps and detergents?
No, it will be more or less to the same tune kind of. Because that much of consumption in-house will also get increased basis the other products which we are catering to the market.
Right, sir. So just one last, if I may, the preferential issue that was done earlier this year, if you could again highlight, you know, key areas where the proceeds are going to be utilized and, you know, what to expect from that, sir.
So out of that differential, most of the fund is being utilized for expanding our manufacturing facility in edible category and the FMCG Guwahati unit. Remaining amount is, and if I say 55, tentatively 55 CR we had utilized for FMCG segment and just I believe 10 CR FD is available with us, and remaining amount we had used for edible section.
Got it. Understood, sir. Understood. All right. That's all from my end. And thank you, and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Mudit Mansiyata, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, hello. You're audible. Please go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, I would like to congratulate you for the great FY26 the Sunraksha team had in terms of revenue pattern and everything. On the similar lines, I just wish to know that what were the key factors behind such a tremendous growth in revenue and profitability in the current?
Okay. During the year, the amount which fund we raised, which we raised through preferential, we invested that fundraise into the acquisition of edible section and the FMCG business at Guwahati. Both those two units had performed very well in the last 6 months or a quarter, and that was the major driver for our growth in last financial year.
Okay, sounds great. So, as we have already discussed, right, in terms of revenue, we would be heading to 1,000 or 900 CR. So, what kind of typical margins that are also being discussed, but in terms of operating leverage, would we hold any?
Sorry, I just missed out. Can you please repeat it out again? Sorry.
I would like to know about the operating leverage, like since we are heading to a good revenue growth as well as a good marginability. So, how about the operating leverage in the similar sense? Like how we would be having the benefit?
So, definitely the operating leverage will get improved in next near term as the capacity utilization is also getting increased on quarter over quarter basis. So once we will be achieving or attaining the full capacity utilization, the absorption of fixed cost will get improved and the operational leverage will definitely get improved by this.
Any specific percentage or any numbers where we can, like, in terms of numbers if we can quote?
So I think the thing which we were targeting that we will be, we are aiming in a PAT of 7%. So currently we are at 6% kind of, tentatively 6.12. And last quarter it was 5.74. So another 1.25% kind of operational leverage can be taken from the better utilization or more utilization of the capacity.
Got it. Again, this is the last one, sir. Since Like, is there in a 5-year trajectory, do we have any plan to move to B2C segment, or is it like we are still in the B2B, like we would continue with the B2B segment only?
So currently we are into the B2B segment. We are looking, but again, it's something which is an aim in a longer run, that we will, if we find a good opportunity, good partners for B2C, definitely we may come into that segment also.
Sounds good. That was all from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of VK Soni with Rajat Associates. Please go ahead.
Hello. I am audible.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead. Yes, sir. Please go.
Many, many congratulations. I've seen your transaction team for the good results. And now I want to know whether the company is going to advertise on regional level or national level for its products for the future business in the market and the rapid growth of the sales and margin.
So we are currently into the B2B segment of business. So in B2B business segment, there is not much of the need for any kind of publicity and advertisement. So this is not going to happen in near future. With regard to improvement in margin, I think we answered this in our previous questions also, that in a near future, we'll be improving our the capacity utilization. And that capacity utilization improvement will definitely leverage the operations, and margins will get better by another 1.25% in the coming time.
I am in the line of that. This company is going to cross 1,000 crore in market cap. But any knowledge in Indian stock market, it is not shown in anywhere. How we can present ourselves in share market, our company's presence, and that's why I want to know. I want to suggest you to do some advertisements or any other things which improve our company image.
I'm actually not getting your question at all.
मैं हिंदी बोल सकता हूँ. कंपनी जिस तरह से अपना बड़ा मार्केट कैप बनाया है और आगे प्रोग्रेस कर रही है, तो कंपनी का कहीं कहीं इस मार्केट में एडवर्टाइजमेंट या कोई इस तरह का पब्लिकली नहीं नजर आता है जो आगे अपनी को ग्रोथ कंटिन्यू ग्रोथ के लिए आगे करता है, चाहे B2B में जाए चाहे B2C में जाए, लेकिन देयर शुड बी ए प्रोविजन फॉर द एडवर्टाइजमेंट ऑल्सो. It's my suggestion.
Okay. So, as I said, that we are into the B2B segment, therefore we are not having any advertisement and those sort of things. Definitely, your suggestion is good for us. Let's see what we can see.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and then one now. Your next follow-up question comes from the line of Nishita with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes. So I just wanted to clarify something. So you mentioned that we are only in B2B segment as of now. So I just wanted to understand that in our presentation, the product pictures that we've uploaded, they are in the brand name Svecha. So is that a brand that we are marketing, or like, what is it, if you can clarify that?
This brand is being owned by one of our customers, and we are manufacturing the product for the under their brand name. So Svecha is a brand name owned by our customer.
Okay, so is it an exclusive manufacturing contract, or are we also manufacturing for other brands?
So we are manufacturing for several brands. We are manufacturing products for ITC, we are manufacturing products for Godrej, we are manufacturing products for Patanjali, we are manufacturing products for Jyoti Laboratories, we are manufacturing products for RCM, and likewise other players.
Okay, okay. And Okay, and do we plan to venture into B2C segment in near term?
So in a longer run, as I answered earlier also, that if we will get good partners, we can plan for B2C in a longer run. Not in the
Okay.
future, not in
Okay, and okay, understood. Thank you for the clarification.
the future. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Chaitrika, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, as an investor, beyond revenue, what are the key financial metrics we should track over the next 2 years?
Okay. So definitely, beyond financials, the ROI is one of the aspects you can track. Definitely, the profitability percentage you can track. And at all these fronts, we are improving on regular basis.
Okay, sir. And sir, one more question is, what is the current debtor cycle, and has it remained stable despite strong growth?
Sorry, can you please repeat the question? Sorry.
What is our current debtor cycle, and has it remained stable despite strong growth?
Yeah. The payable cycle is being stable. It's just not increasing.
Okay, and one more question, sir, I have. It is related to, so the edible segment became one of the top revenue contributors over the next 3 to 5 years.
FMCG category is going to be the top contributor in the revenue. Thereafter, the edibles will be there.
All right, sir. And what are our biggest risks that could potentially delay achieving the FY28 revenue aspirations? Any risk which we are facing?
No, I we are not facing any such kind of risk in achieving that top line by 2028.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the answers, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Aniket Redkar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Very good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Please.
So, sir, just wanted to understand, are we looking for any particular customer segment or geography that company is looking for next phase of growth?
So, we are having the customer pan-India basis.
Yeah, I'd like to answer that question. So we actually majorly look targeting all B2B customers. So some of the potential capacity which is further, which we can have spare capacity in, especially in personal care category. So I mean, there's no particular region where we're looking for the customers, but overall the brands which is selling their products across the country or across the globe, we can look into them as our potential customer for future. So majorly, companies are selling personal care products where we have more spare capacities.
Okay. And sir, just wanted to know, the product that we have, particularly in the soap, noodles, and the detergent-related products. So, what are the competitive landscape you are looking, I mean, you are having right now?
So basically, I mean, if we look at it, there's a regional, basically, competition which you have to take care. And since we have got a decent market credibility now, so there are a lot of existing customers with whom we are majorly first phase targeting with them to grow. So as their volumes are growing, we are also growing with them. And second, we are focusing on acquisition or targeting the new, established brands. So generally, we focus more on growing with existing customers rather than acquiring regularly new customers. So that actually helps you to strategically associate with them on a transparent cost-benefit basis.
So we generally tend not to, let them change on a frequent basis. So any company whom we are associated, they generally associate on a long-term basis.
Okay. And sir, from 3 years or 5 years down the line, so whatever the product mix we have or the revenue contribution have, so are we looking to change from the current product mix and the revenue contribution? Are you looking for any other opportunity or changing any product mix in our segments?
So currently, if we look at the this past financial year, we have already increased our overall product portfolio in edible and the overall FMCG category. We have got a good, sizable categories which we are now catering, and definitely we are exploring further products which can be added as a manufacturing capacity. So that helps to increase the portfolio and service to the customers.
Sir, one last question. If you can give guidance on the revenue and EBITDA front for the next 2 years, that would help.
So by FY28, we are having a target of achieving 1,000 crores of top line with an improvement of around 1.5% in the existing EBITDA margins.
Okay. Thank you, sir. This is from my side. And all the best.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Akash Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I have a few questions. So my first question is, sir, that the edibles business has scaled up relatively quickly. So how large do you see this segment becoming over the next 3 to 5 years?
No. So as I said, that in the coming time, the FMCG category is going to grow at a higher pace as compared to edible. Definitely, edible is going to contribute to a substantial share in the overall revenue. But at the same time, FMCG category is going to be the lead contributor to the overall revenue.
Okay. So, sir, then among our FMCG business, so which category I would say is currently seeing the strongest demand momentum?
So in the FMCG category, both in the personal care and home care, these two are the categories which are contributing substantially as of now. And definitely, if we get opportunity in the other segments, we will go or we can grab those opportunities also in the near future.
Okay, sir. And can you highlight something on the competition that we are facing in this FMCG segment, especially from the personal care and these segments? Like, how do we plan to, tackle the...
Sorry, you're saying something?
Yeah, so just on the competition, sir.
So as I just mentioned, as such, there is no major risk we see as a specifically as a competition. So we have to be efficient in terms of cost and quality and catering to our existing customers. So the way we are growing with the existing customers, we have to continuously servicing them well. So we can actually have a strong base for future as well. So there's no major as such competition we can say in the current category.
Okay, sir. And lastly, I would just like to ask that is there any other product categories that we are currently unable to meet customer demand due to our capacity constraints?
No. There's no capacity constraint as of now. We have expanded, we've grown the capacity, so we have sufficient capacities to cater to the market right now.
Okay, sir. That's it from us, sir. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Sachi Jain with Hame Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations for the good set of numbers. Hi, am I audible?
Thank you. Yeah, you are audible.
I want to know about the current capacity utilization at the Guwahati plant.
So in our Guwahati unit, so cosmetics segment, we are utilizing our capacity at around 45 to 50%. For Guwahati, and for Guwahati plant, another capacity which we built was for the soap noodle, and there also we are in this almost same range. That we are at a capacity utilization of 45 to 55% kind of capacity.
And I also want to ask you to know, is there any type of risk you are facing in raw material prices due to ongoing war?
So definitely there was a bit pressure in terms of pricing during the end of the quarter four and the beginning of Q1 FY26. With regard to supplies, we don't foresee or we didn't face any challenges. We got the supplies right on time because our supplier partners are also, we have selected on a very strategic basis. So all of them had catered in this situation also.
Okay. Thank you. This is from myself.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and then one now. Our next question comes from the line of Shravan Modi with Syndicate Family Office. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. My question to you regarding this, the edibles business has quite recently scaled up. So how large do you see the segment becoming over the next 3 to 5 years in terms of the growth?
So the edible segment had grown very well in last financial year, and at the same time FMCG segment is also growing. Definitely we had added the capacity in the last quarter, so in a time horizon of 3 to 5 years, for definitely the biggest contributor in our revenue is going to be FMCG, and at the same time the edible sector will also grow substantially in the coming time.
Right, sir. I have one more question regarding is, currently are there any product categories where the company is not able to meet customer demand due to capacity constraints?
So as such, there is no constraint right as of now. We do have spare capacities in almost all the categories. So we plan the expansion on the basis of the market forecast, which we see that the way we are growing with each customer. So we do take care. So we have got spare already the strategic the plant the way they have been laid out. So we prepare ourselves that if in case the demand is growing, we can grow the production capacity. So that has been taken care during the plant allocation and planning. So hopefully that should not be an issue. Yeah.
Right, sir. Thank you so much, sir. That's it from my end.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Lalit Dugar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Saurabh ji, main Hindi mein baat kar sakta hoon?
Ji, bilkul.
सौरभ जी, अभी जैसे ये अपना बीएससी पे ही ट्रेड होता है, ये एनएससी पे ट्रेड कब होना चालू होगा?
इसका संदीप जी,
तो देर आर सर्टेन कंडीशंस टू गेट इट रजिस्टर्ड ऑन एनएससी एंड वी रन दी ऑल दी, जैसे ही हमारी सारी कंडीशंस को हम कंप्लाई कर लेंगे हम लोग एनएससी के ऊपर रजिस्टर हो जाएंगे.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Saurabh Chhabra for closing comments.
Okay, thank you so much to all the participants for having us time and for all the questions you have asked. Hopefully we have answered your questions well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Sunrakshak Industries India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you everyone for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.